waiting for that to kick in.
Hmm.
I don't know why it's not.
What's it doing?
It's not. Oh, because I had the volume turned down.
Ah! Oops.
There's what you should be doing. Worst dance. Worst chair dance ever.
Yeah, please stop that.
I sucked. All right, you're back. We're back. Enough of that. You are listening to Davin's Den on the break. That was one of Joe's bands, Rotgut, with the show Pop Rocks.
Mm. Nice.
Before the break, we were talking about Nazis, and then Joe made hateful speeches about homosexuals, and Pip is against Dominicans. So that's what you've missed. Number to call in, 84. Oh, and Joe still doesn't know where the clit is. Number to call in, 845-986-8804. He's getting it from his pal. Is that true? You really don't know? 845-986-8804. All right, let's do some scammer stuff, shall we?
Yes, please.
All right, we'll do some. All right, it's enough of that. Shake a girl. Now, Belinda's back. When we last left off with Belinda, that was August 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody seemed to feel that I had been sold yet again, that this was not the husband, although I thought maybe it was the husband. This was definitely not the girl, that I was sold to somebody new, and evidence that was used for that was that this one had jokes. This one had part of street jokes that we're trying to pass off. But I argued, well, you know, remember, they originally found me off of a comedian's list, so it's really not that far-fetched.
So they're just hacks.
Well, they're just fans of comedy. Not necessarily good comedy, but fans of comedy.
No. I mean, they're just hacks reissuing somebody else's jokes.
Yes. Is that pretty much where we were with Belinda?
Yeah.
I mean, I know there was a lot of stuff. So we'll go to August 30th. She goes, hello. And then 45 minutes later, are you there? Hi.
Well, she waited a long time for an answer.
Yeah, really?
Hi. You were reading my messages and not replying. If you don't want to talk to me, let me know. So
needy one. Holy cow.
So I go away. We'll be going out in a couple of hours. So let me know what you think so I know what to do. Yes, Joe. Very pissed off.
Wow. And all of a sudden, she's just like demanding. Like, and how does she know that you're reading the messages?
Because when you click, it'll show up as that they read it.
Oh,
it'll
I see.
Like on Facebook. Because it's Facebook. Like, say, seen it like 12 o'clock or whatever the case is.
I hate that it tells on me.
There's a way to do it. Where you can, like, if you quickly unclick it, like, they don't know. That's a way to do it. I've never done it, but I could have. Then she continues, just sent you a friend request. If you're not accepting it, tell me so I cancel it, okay? So this actually is that I was wrong. She'd never friend requested me before. We were just talking. So this is the first time I'm actually getting a friend request.
Wow.
Which we know was a whole big deal before.
Yes, and it's really strange to all of a sudden turn around and offer it up.
Well, because I'm ignoring her. It's like, oh, shit, we got to go all in.
Yeah.
She's new and impatient.
Yeah, not new and improved.
August 31st. Hi, she goes. I don't respond. September 3rd. Are you there? I go, I am now.
Look at fake Davin playing hard to get.
Yeah, but also, you could tell that this is somebody new because the other ones could give it. They told him to go to hell three times.
Yeah.
Well, I got money now and I don't got a wife.
I think, you know what, though? I think you strung them along so much, I don't think that they care that you had money because they weren't getting it.
Well, the
they
girl never told me to go to hell.
But they pretty much told you to scram. Because
not the girl.
But this doesn't seem like it's the girl. It's the guy, and the guy had no patience. He could care less. You told him you were coming. I don't give a damn. Got lost. So this is somebody, you know, and it was. So this is somebody new. You were sold, my friend. To somebody very impatient.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm from this continent. I thought I'm not supposed to be sold. I thought historically we sell people from that continent.
Nope. Bill of sale on your ass, my friend.
They flipped the script.
Yes.
Suddenly I want to go to Selma and march.
Why don't you just march here?
Nobody cares if I march here.
I know.
My wife goes, march your ass right upstairs enough. she goes, where have you been? I go, I've been busy. Did you miss me? She goes, a little. Busy doing what? I go, I had my daughter this weekend, and the Vassiola sisters needed me for stuff.
I love the Vassiola sisters.
Apparently so do I.
So does everyone.
Who doesn't love the Vassiola? I love the Vassiola sisters.
I go, what have you been doing? She goes, oh, okay. I have been home because my machine is spoilt. And I S-P-O-I-L-I.
Is spoiled. What is it, like lavish gifts on it?
She left it out of the refrigerator too long.
What do you mean her machine?
Her sewing machine.
Oh.
It's broken.
Oh, it's spoiled.
Yeah, kind of like when spoiled. You say potsticker.
It gets the best ribbons.
Yes, it does.
And stuff like that, and the best bobbins. Yes.
Wow, Betsy Ross.
My mother and grandmother were seamstresses. I was brought up with
and you're
shit.
Just unseemly, so it works.
Okay, that was a long way.
It really wasn't that long. It might not have been that effective, but it wasn't long. Explaining it is longer than it was. You could have let it go. You didn't. See, you have the same problem I do.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Pip.
Wait a minute now.
You seemed happy.
Tom says, well, congratulations. You're like the whore of Ghana. Everybody's getting a shot.
Listen, Tommy, you're traveling south. You could stop over. Everybody gets a piece. By the way, Tom said he would have hung out with me on Friday night.
Oh, that's
but again,
nice
he
of
was
Tom.
Far away, so really.
Yeah, so shallow words.
Exactly. She goes, I've been home because my machine is spoiled and I don't have anything to do. Have you thought about what we discussed? I go, how was going out the other night? Did you have fun? She goes, I haven't been out in a long time. I go, you said you were going out. She just said it
and can't remember.
Yeah, I know. She goes, I went to visit a friend. So have you thought of what I asked you? I go, well, last I checked, that is out. Smiley emoticon.
Yeah.
You really do have a one-track mind. She goes, as of now, I do. So what do you say?
Wow.
I go, let me see if I have this right. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's always dangerous.
Yes. To correct me or
no, correct me if I'm wrong. Yes. That's bad sense.
I don't think I'm going to be wrong if I'm saying correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, no.
Nah, good point. Correct me if I'm wrong. We were together for close to a year. You then decided to dump me because at the time I could not send you money. Not only that, but you called our whole relationship fruitless. Now you're back and you would like me to send you money again. Is that correct?
No, it's not like that.
Is that what you think she's going to say?
Yes.
Pit Joe?
I don't know.
Well, I know you don't know.
I don't know, and I don't know. I'm curious to see what the answer is. I don't really have a guess on this.
Tune in next week.
Ah!
I go, is that correct? She goes, sadly for me, you are correct.
Wow.
I go, sure, I can send you the money. Nothing would be better than making our interactions fruitful for you. He goes, you can send it through Western Union, and I will receive it in some hours' time. Sarcasm. Now, I didn't put the sarcasm font in.
Yeah, you know what?
That you wrote that.
Well, I said, let me send it to you, and she goes, you send it through Western Union. She said, you send it through Western Union.
He was sold.
Yes, he totally was.
And like I said, that's when you said, well, what's your opinion? I didn't have one because I was curious. That hinged on my opinion.
Yeah.
That's why I could not answer your question. That now I'm answering it. She was sold.
Yes.
I go, awesome. That's not suspicious at all. I go, after you get the money, what happens next? Will I be sending you more money periodically?
Now you know the gifts of the game, stupid. All right.
Finally, we finally got a scam.
Because they're ballsy. They go, yeah, yeah, and?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The object is keep it coming, stupid.
Got a problem with
but
that?
But we've seen a shift with me and the new people, too. Because originally I was trying to make this go on, trying to reestablish it.
Yeah.
I'm being a sarcastic prick. Like, I don't care if this ends now.
Right.
You're not fun to me, and you just want my money.
Yes.
We're not going to get good radio this way.
No. Yeah, but the thing is when you find out, well, you send it Western Union, so, all right, you know what? This is a whole new horizon.
Yeah.
That's opened up, man. Like this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun again because you could start because now with the old Belinda, you know, it was more personal and there was so much there that you could only go so further. You can only go so far. I'm sorry, it's late. You know, just so far, so far. When the husband got on there, he wanted your gun. There's nothing you could do or say. Yeah. With this new person that you've been sold to, there's a whole new. Well, you send it to me, Western Union, and you got a whole new patsy, my friend.
Yes,
the thing about Western Union though is once you agree to send the money, the clock is running.
Yeah.
Because remember, during this whole period of time, I was. Not doing that because I knew once you agree to that, you only got a couple more tricks and the game's over. Yeah,
but you had the tricks, and now you have somebody new. Maybe they didn't tell you about all your antics where you have some more time for some more
No,
fun.
No, I'm sure I got sold dirt cheap because of my antics.
Yeah.
Nobody's paying top dollar for Mr. Antics. He's a millionaire, but.
You're like the Yugo of scammers, like a car.
Yeah.
You better kick the tires on this one a little bit.
They'll fall off.
You better check the blow book before you take this.
It's got a lot under the engine, but there's some issues you should know about.
So, you know, right now,
it's been in an accident.
So, but in my personal opinion about things at this very moment is that you can have your fun. If she blows you off, you weren't even going to planning on be there anyway. So at least you can get like about another couple of weeks more of fun out of her.
So she goes, no, I'll repair my machine and hopefully I will get back on my feet. I go, well, that would be fruitful, wouldn't it?
Fruitful.
So why am I now suddenly worthy of being your Facebook friend when for months you would not have it?
Listen carefully.
She goes, I'm sorry about that. I apologize. Not the same
no.
girl.
No.
They fought me. They fought me tooth and nail on that.
Yeah.
Yep.
They threw your ass up on eBay.
Yep.
Scambay.
Scambay.
Which actually is situated in Bombay. So,
Scambay out of Bombay.
Yes. I go, that does not answer the question. Why now? And, quote, I have changed is not an answer. She goes, okay. Obviously, I need you now more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
I go, so I was at it out of need. Well, that just makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. She gives me a smiley emoticon because she thinks I'm being real.
Can I stop for a sec? If you're listening to the clips, you put up the new clips I sent, right?
No, I put up the clips from last week.
All right.
Those are Flory clips.
Okay, yeah, because basically in the clips to come, Flory is back a little bit, and we go through the whole thing where it's the same thing. You know, he got shot by Big Papa Pump, and suddenly, let's just gloss over.
Big Pippa Pump.
Big Pippa Pump.
Please, respect.
Excuse me.
Respect for my wife.
And suddenly, everything's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
What problem?
Yeah. No, where we last left off on the scammer clips was I asked her what she was thinking when she heard me get shot by Big Pippa Pump.
Yeah.
It's like, because she's just like, hi, how's it going? It's like, you just heard me die.
Yeah, so why I'm throwing the brakes on everything is there's similarities. If you folks want to check out the clips and what we're discussing now, the similarities are pretty much the same.
So we always said Flory was not very nuanced. That's why we didn't like her.
Right.
We're saying that this person's not very nuanced.
Yes.
No. I think so. I think they're new. I think they're a new scammer looking to get their feet wet, and they just bought some scam victims wholesale. And
there was a little slot taken out of the my spine because it's like damaged and the record company just wants to get rid of me.
Oh, you're in a $5 bin. Yeah.
$5. I should be so lucky.
Yeah. This is an intern.
This is an you don't send an intern to fake Davin.
No,
but
they
that's
should not
the
have.
Fun part, though. That's the fun part. You're getting, you know, this person that's so inexperienced that you could just shake and grab him by the neck and shake him around. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, this scammer is so wide. I'd like. You're going to send me money?
In
that
Western
would be nice.
Union? And so, really, am I? Okay, all right. Sure, sweetie.
I'll sit there and wait.
Of course, dear. I'm going to send that out. And then you could just take them all over the fucking place.
So she goes, so when will you send it, if I may ask? Kasia reopened school today, but because of financial reasons, she couldn't go. So she knows about Kasia.
Yeah.
Because it's probably in the scenario.
I go, how much do you need? She goes, any amount you can send.
Oh.
I go, $10? Would that be fruitful?
Hey, $10 is $10.
Yeah, sure. It's worth 50 there.
Yeah.
It is. She goes, oh, no. I need about 300.
Oh, you bitch.
Any amount you can send. Is $10 good? No, I 300. Oh, okay. You wouldn't name the price until I started lowballing you, huh?
Always get them to make a first offer.
Yep.
I hope that is not too much to ask. I see your fee has gone up since the last time because it was like 200 or 80. It was actually $80 at one point.
It was $80.
It was $80, which like for the months of torture I put them through, it's like it's almost worth it.
I know.
Sorry, Joe, I spit on you.
Oh, okay.
I apologize. No, there's no Dominicans upstairs.
That's what I thought.
I apologize. I spit on you. I mean, normally I would.
But this time I'm apologizing.
Yeah. Did I say Dominican?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I meant El Salvadorian.
You can't even.
You
what
say
are you, a
tomato,
scammer?
I say tomorrow.
I can't even keep my story straight.
No, you said Dominican a couple
I
times.
Did?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm out of my mind.
No arguments. Yeah. So I go, I see your fee's going up since last time. Yes, because I want to buy a new machine. The old one might break down again when repaired. I go, I see. And what do I get for this loan? I'm looking for a hand job. No.
I'll get them socks.
That's a good point. The socks.
Yeah. Where are my red socks?
I want them socks.
She goes, seriously? I don't have anything to give you. But what do you want in return? I go, not sure. I mean, a relationship should be fruitful, shouldn't it?
Mm. Oh.
I know what I want. Information.
Oh.
She goes, okay, we'll give you any information you want after I get the money, please.
After I get the money.
I go, no, not going to work like that.
You know, She's new and inexperienced. She
she's not good at nuanced at all.
Because basically she's working out of the handbook.
Yeah.
Oh, I want them. She doesn't realize how long this whole thing has been going on with the other ones.
No, Lisa said someone hasn't read the file.
Yeah, someone hasn't read the file.
Do you think she returns me under the lemon law? He's broken.
Yes, yes. This one's broken. Give me a new one.
But because I think this person is new. Not a new person, but new, that they're just going by the book. He can have a field day.
Well,
another field day. Wrangling his dough out of him.
Let's see.
I said, no, not going to work like that. I want the information first. One of us has not been completely forthright.
See, my point. See what I mean?
There's going to be some payback.
See, because she's like, no.
Fake friends have died.
Yeah. No.
She goes, Davin, I need this money, like, right now. She's also this Valley Girl scammer. Like, right now.
Right now.
I want my daughter to go to school tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dude.
I go, Belinda, you told me a few weeks ago she was already in school. Son of a bitch! I should have scrolled up. I didn't get the full file.
Right.
I'm telling you, you're having a field day. This is somebody new to scamming.
The song that's in my head right now, Alice Cooper, Welcome to My Nightmare.
It's like this person is new to scamming. They did not read the file, and they don't know who they're dealing with, and it's just, this is going to be fun.
I think that should be the tag for this whole bit. They don't know who they're dealing with.
I think that's a tag for anybody that deals with me in any form.
True.
Think about it. There's everybody in the chat think about this, too. This is a scammer that's trying to take money and hurt you and stuff like that. And we're here going, this is going to be great. Because we're going to rake these people over the fucking coals.
Waste their time.
I go, Belinda, you told me a few weeks ago she was already in school. So she goes, she is, but they are on vacation.
I'd like to go to that school. You go to 3 weeks. All right, let's take a break.
Yeah, really. Snow day. Enough of learning.
Snow day.
They reopened today, and she hasn't gone yet. She will be going to class one this term. I don't know what that means. I go, well, if your daughter is the most important thing, then you will tell me what I ask, and then you will get your money. Seems pretty simple to me.
Son of a bitch!
God, this
stupid daughter. Why do we have to make her up?
I know. Sold me a lemon.
She goes, okay, what do you want to know? I go, before we start, I'm telling you right now that if I catch you in a lie, you will never see money from me. Do you understand?
Let me tell you something. After work that day, the other scammers get it. Yeah, really? 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 Really?
Really? Really? Really?
Really? Really? Really? Really? Really? Really? All sales final? Really? 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 Don't you have a conscience? No, none of us do. I know that, but really? Really?
You know what buying me is like? Going to the lottery and playing all the scratch-offs, and they're all losers. Like, I'm their lottery loser.
No,
but
it's
they
like
keep
buying,
scratching
it's
and
like,
scratching.
It's like when we were kids and we bought our first car and we paid $800 and it wouldn't pass inspection.
Yes.
That's what it's like. You got fucked.
Oh, God, don't say inspection.
Hit it where it hurts for that job.
Sorry.
Damn.
She goes, no problem. I go, tell me the truth about your relationship with Mavis.
Ooh.
Joe perks up. Mm. Now, Joe's girl, before there was you, there was Mavis.
Yes.
Now, they have to know the backstory on this.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. She goes, I told you already. I only know her on Facebook. Now, she does know. They do know that. Which is kind of a weird thing to know.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird to know because somebody that... It's weird. How does somebody that knows so little know so much?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's kind of a thing to know. Now, the suicide was a big deal. Of Dick Eldorado.
Right.
Who was dating Mavis.
Well, here's the thing. The reason they might know so much is because the last correspondence was Dick Eldorado's death.
Wasn't the last. No, we went on
it
after
was
that.
But it was close enough.
But it was about a month.
It was close enough for Jazz, and it was major. So they would have to put that in the notes when you got sold.
Yeah.
All right. She goes, I told you already. I only know her on Facebook. I go, okay, we're done. It's a lie. I have evidence. I told you I had people on the ground in Ghana. Did you think I was some type of liar? Yeah. We are done. I was going to help you, but keep protecting Mavis.
Nice.
She goes, oh, I've told you what I know, and it is true. If you don't want to help, it's fine. I go, pictures do not lie.
Oh, nice.
I guess Mavis is more important than Kasha. Well, yeah, because she's real.
Yeah, no, really.
No, I'm kidding. She goes, pictures of who? I go, you and Mavis together. She goes, it's a lie. You know it.
No, it's not. We have the pictures.
Did I reveal that on the
yes.
show?
Yes.
They're on, I'm not being facetious. They're on our website.
I didn't know if I had revealed that.
They're on our website. Folks, if you want to go in and even look, they're in there.
Yeah, I got pictures of her and of Belinda mm-hmm. and Mavis mm-hmm. together.
Yeah.
I go, you never know who you can trust, and who is just looking for a payday. I had deep pockets, and so does the U.S. government. And what if I showed you a picture? What would you say then? Mm. Show me! I don't know her!
They're on the way, stupid.
Maybe I will. But you would just say, my eyes are lying. I think we're done. I asked for information to give you money. You failed. Now, if you want money from me, you will have to work for me.
Ah.
I would say, if we were ever a real couple again, I would help you. But I think we both know you could never love me, and I doubt if I could ever trust you.
Wow.
She goes, show me the picture. You don't have anything. I go, I will. On a video chat. I do have it. If you won't help me, you should have said so. I go, I told you. I will help you. But now there are strings attached.
Yes.
You were up for, not only did you tell, you were up front with it.
Yeah.
She's stumbling on her words.
Kind of sucks when you're a scammer and everything falls into place and then it falls to shit.
Yeah.
If you weren't going to help me, you should have told me. I was up front with you in the beginning of the conversation.
Yeah.
And was frank with you.
Lie to me, and it's done.
This person is very inexperienced.
Yeah, but they've never admitted that Belinda and Mavis know each other.
No.
That is consistent.
Yes, that is consistent.
That is very, because then I know that all the other shit was horse shit.
Yeah.
So to admit that is really going, all right, I've been lying to you even when I said
well,
I stopped lying.
Like I said, Dick Eldorado's death was so close to the whole thing blowing up that they probably have decent notes on that, where a lot of this stuff and a lot of, you know, like, send it Western, really, novice?
Yeah.
But, you know, but when it gets to that stuff, that's in the notes.
Yeah.
Probably highlighted in yellow, probably like the way I highlight shit.
She goes, and how do you expect to video chat? I go, borrow the money. $300 is a lot of money in Ghana. It is worth it for you to borrow to make this happen. They got the wrong Davin.
Yes.
They got hard ass Davin.
Yes.
They didn't get light fun Davin.
No, this isn't the funny guy. Wait, this is the hard ass.
Shit got real.
Yeah.
Hey, fighting fire with fire. I mean, after what you went through with the other guy.
Yeah, my friend is dead.
You know what? If I bought you off of eBay, I would not be leaving stars on the comments of the seller.
And the funny thing is, it's like they're looking to get money. He's telling them to scrounge up money to get the video chat. You know, they had to scrounge up money before they get a dime out of you.
And she had the opportunity where she would have come clean. Theoretically, I would have sent the money.
Yeah.
They were the test, and they failed. It's shocking when scammers fail tests about honesty. It throws me every time.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
She goes, I've borrowed too much money. I can't borrow anymore. Let's just forget about it. Thanks for everything.
And this is coming from a scammer. This is, folks, this is coming from the scammer.
I never thought of it.
This is not from the victim. This is the scammer. We've got a scammer on the ropes trying to find more money to give us. How good are we?
The scammer is tapping out.
How good are we? We've literally reversed everything. They came back, and they're looking for money, and now we've got them scrounging money for who? For us.
So they can get more money.
I've borrowed from everybody. That's perfect.
I go, that is your call. Like I said, you could work for me if you want to earn money instead of just being given it. She goes, I don't know anything about what you're saying. How do you expect me to work for you? I can't borrow any more money for the video chat. Here are your options one more time.
Wow, it's like making a deal with the devil.
Yes. Yes, yes. It is. The devil hopes for us to sign a bigger deal soon enough.
Yes.
Here are your options one more time. Give me the info on Mavis. I do have a picture of the girl I video chatted with and Mavis. Mm-hmm. Notice I said the girl I video chatted
yes,
with.
Yes, yes.
I can show it to you, so I don't know why you would doubt me. we can write porn together since you were my muse.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty much all hands on deck for you, lady. Or mister, or whoever the hell you are.
All hands on something.
Yeah.
You can actually make me think you ever loved me, and maybe we could get into a relationship. And then, of course, whatever is mine is my girlfriend's.
Oh, that carrot you're dangling is so big.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's a well-hung carrot. You don't have a picture of me and her. Stop saying that. I don't know anything about writing porn with you because we wrote a lot together and it didn't get anything from it. But we can write comedy together. But please, me what I asked first.
They're reading off of notes. They're reading off a note. We never wrote porn together. Are you kidding me? I did about maybe 4 hours of editing of that shit. It's on the damn CD. What are you telling me?
But then she said I never got anything from it. So she's like,
we did a CD.
I didn't do it. But then
we'll
I
talk
didn't.
About that later. Answer a text.
All right. Yeah.
I didn't do it, but then I didn't get any money for it either. Wait, what?
I go, I do have the picture. Why would I lie about that when it's something clearly I would have to prove? If you doubt me, figure out a way to video chat and I will show you.
Mm-hmm.
Send me the money first for what I asked you first. Let me take care of the problems. Let's take it from there. No. You will disappear. I don't trust you right now.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't solve my problems, how do you expect me to survive? I go, you're a resourceful girl. Your family will not let you starve. They have enough to take in a dog. I'm sure they will take care of your daughter.
Oh.
Now, the thing about this is that this scammer is getting a big lesson right now because a lot of these folks that speak to her, the rest of them are, you know, oh, anything, honey, I'll get it out to you. She's getting the riot out.
Well, yeah. I think it's a lesson that we can all learn. You really don't know who you're talking to on the other side of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
The scammer is learning it. You could just see the home office. We told you. You thought you could do better. Did you?
No, I think it's somebody new. And that got sold. And like I said, there was a call after work. Really? 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 You know?
The dog is for my father. It's fine. Let's forget about it. I go, your father values a dog more than his granddaughter? That is his problem. It's either you are helping me before we start working or let's end it here. I go, the decision is yours. The easy way was to give up Mavis, but I guess she's more valuable than school payments.
Then nice. Give her something to think about instead of saying, all right, let's end it. You gave her something to think about. You
yeah.
didn't say yes. You didn't say no. The ball's in her court.
Yeah.
She goes, you won't take what I tell you, so let's forget it. Mm-hmm. I go, because the statement that you're only internet friends is a myth.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote a lot of porn together. I didn't even get a dollar for it. Now it is your turn to help me. And this is what you were saying.
She didn't
it's
get a
dollar.
Well, I know she didn't get a dollar. How many CDs did we sell? We made money. Stupid.
For us.
Yes. See, another thing.
That porn actually sold.
Now let's stop again. All right. Scammers profit off of victims. We just profit. I didn't get a dollar. Well, we did, bitch.
We did.
We've been selling things at every show.
You know what else we got
we
because
did,
of that? We also got our deal with iHeartRadio because of that.
That's right.
Because I told them I had that. They're like, whoa, you have what?
Excuse
hold
me?
On, we have all these big names with wide distribution, but nobody's doing that shit. Yeah, we'll sign you up, and we'll give you 2 channels. 3 if you yeah. want. Thank you, Belinda.
Thank you, Belinda.
I go, I never got a dollar from that either. If you recall, we did not see money because
now you're lying.
Well,
I know.
At the time, I wasn't.
All right.
Because this is from September 2013. Yeah,
oh,
so
wow.
maybe we just started.
Wow,
Harper,
wow,
but
wow.
We didn't have
wow.
our CD.
Wow. All right. Okay.
I go, I never got a dollar from that either. If you recall, we did not see money because you were lying and who you claim to be. That lie cost me a lot.
Mm.
Oh.
She goes, it's been nice talking to you again. She goes, let's forget about everything. It's been nice talking to you again. I go, fine. If that's the way you want it, getting in touch with me again was all about money, wasn't it? She goes, yes, because I need it badly, but you won't help. I go, yes, but I was in love with you at one point, and even now, you never took those feelings into account. She goes, let's end it, leave it here, forget about everything.
Oh.
So, do you want to do a couple more minutes or not?
A couple more minutes.
I don't even know what time it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I can't do much more because I got to get to Anne very quickly.
Okay.
I mean, I had a lot of stuff planned, but we had other good stuff. So.
Yeah.
She goes, let's end it here. Forget about everything. I go, so was this always just about the money for you? The whole 10 plus months? She goes, it was not. I'm asking you now because I need it badly. I go, and I am hesitant because you have consistently lied to me and broke my heart and do not care. I am here now. Why can't you put the past behind?
Oh, classic.
Classic scammer
classic.
Bullshit. Listen, I don't got the notes on that asshole, and there's nothing good that happened to you in the past.
And that's the same thing that when Flory came back, that's the same exact thing. Hell, I even titled one of the clips that.
Yeah, Scammer 101,
yep.
Forget about the past.
Yep.
I think I even put that as a Davin's Den Daily Scam baiting tip. Mm-hmm. Like, you if you want to get under your scammers, under their skin, and you think you've been sold, go back to the past. They hate that shit.
Yes. It's like, oh, stop it. Let's just move forward.
Yeah, because if you got shit notes, they're screwed, and somebody found out somebody did.
Well, also, like I said, nothing good happened in the past. If you're going, well, what about then?
Yeah.
She goes, I'm here now. Why can't you put the past behind you and just help me so we can continue with whatever you want us to do?
Oh, really now?
I go, because you always say forget about the past, and you've done a lot of shitty things to me in your past.
Yeah.
She goes, that's why I say let's forget about it. Are you helping me or not? I go, yes, so that I can forgive you, and you can always do more shitty things. Of course, Belinda. How do I send you $300 through Western Union? She goes, just go to a Western Union near you.
Oh, no, so dense.
See, this is not our girl. Our girl was hip.
Yes.
Just go to Western Union near you, and they will help you with the rest.
And I make a prediction. She's probably going to stay, and I'll tell you why. I made that whole reference to, like, you're buying a car, and it has to pass inspection. Sorry, Pip. But let's say with that car, she had to lay out money to buy him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so she got him. But it's like when you buy a car, all right, you need a new muffler. Well, I just bought the thing. I put money. Throw the muffler on.
Right.
All right. You're going to need brakes, too. Like, just bought the car. I can't. I'm going to lose my shirt. Throw the brake. So with him, it's like she can't tell him to go to hell. I just bought the guy. Well, do you want to continue? I'm going to have to continue. I just paid money for the guy. I'm going to have to figure out what I'm going to do with him. She's not going to go anywhere just yet.
No.
Even though she sits there. Well, let the pay. She's not going to. Because she's invested, she's not ready to let her investment go yet.
Remember a couple of weeks ago when I was trying to woo Belinda back,
yeah,
and Belinda couldn't be bothered.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Belinda had the upper hand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
A few short weeks and a couple days in our story later.
Yes.
A couple of weeks later in the story, too, or a week later, I have the upper hand again.
Yes.
We have flip-flopped back and forth the upper hand.
Because, look, let's use the car scenario. With those other people, well, you need a new muffler. I'm not laying another dime in this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Let's sell it. Sell it now. The buyer bought. Well, we got to get the muffler because I just bought it. So
right.
You see, with that scenario,
yeah,
that's what's going on. Then the other people, they had enough of you. Goodbye. She just bought you. She's got a little more time
to
invest.
The more time she spends with you, it's like throwing good money after bad.
Oddly enough, that works in my real relationships too.
Mine too.
Everybody's been warned. Data's at your own risk.
Yes.
Whether real or fake.
The undateables.
Yes, we are.
Continue.
Just go to a Western Union near you and they will help you with the rest. I go, I need to know who to send it to and the protocol. I'm not the Western Union expert that you are.
Yes.
She goes, I'm not a Western Union expert. This is my first gig, asshole. Tell them you want to send money to someone. They will give you a form to fill. Use Ghana as the country and my name Belinda Abbey as the receiver. I go, okay, isn't an answer to a question to verify who you are or isn't an answer to a question to verify we are who we say we are. She goes, they will give you a code name. That is why you will have to give me, that is what you have to give me and receive it. If they ask for a question and the answer, use the name of my daughter and the answer is Kasha. I go, okay. She goes, when will you be sending it? I go, I'll try this evening. I have my daughter with me now. So I can't do it this minute. And we'll leave it there. I think that's a good place to leave it.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
We'll do some very quick Ann Jackson.
Oh, my stories.
I thought this was your story.
I know it is. I'm happy.
Are you? You happy?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we had Sickly Sue. Those were fun, too.
No, you know what? I do like Sickly Sue. I just,
Belinda's your favorite.
Yeah.
Belinda, yeah. Sickly Sue is all right. Belinda, it's a...
The gift that keeps giving.
How many, Mr. Davin?
I'm going for two.
Two? I'm
going to say three. Oh, Lisa says this is just so riveting. I know.
So, Belinda?
Yeah. If it's something here,
Yeah, because she's got to stick. Like I said, she's got to stick it out. She just bought Davin. She's got to stick it out.
I think Ann Jackson has a certain charm too.
No, I'm just talking about the Belinda situation. Oh, yeah. Ann Jackson. I love Ann. Well, Ann Jackson frustrates.
Well, that's your favorite, though.
It is my favorite, but I'm just giving my synopsis on the whole Belinda thing.
All right. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is, because I didn't finish March 24th, 2014 last time,
mm-hmm.
we're just going to do that very quickly,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to get out of here, and we'll do March 25th for the Ann Jackson drinking game next week.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. So here we go. March 24th, 2014, continue. Mr. Davin!
Number one!
Taking actions is more important than speaking words. Call FBI and report him. Thanks. Call CID and report James H. Miller and Parker D. Green! Shame on you! This is his comment. And then she quoted me.
Wait, shame on you? Shame on you?
Shame on you.
And haven't they all been reported already for the 19th time?
Am I right?
Yeah.
She goes, they called you a money launderer in order for them to she obviously sent this to them too.
Don't.
So then she's quoting what I said to her.
Okay.
And I had said, they called you a money launderer in order for them to accuse you that it would imply that you have received money. You've stated that you were working four jobs to get the money back to the victims. Yet there are no names of people you directed them to. So why would you owe anybody money? Contact me when you have one shred of evidence that the people who constantly lie and have taken your money are American. You do not listen and you think you know it all. That is why you are in this predicament. Google Dr. Melvin Santos of the UN, as he calls himself, the secretary. This is the current secretary of the UN, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. You believe you are the one that knows about fund transfers and we are all idiots. If that makes you happy, fine. Truth is, you got scammed by a bunch of Africans. Believe it or don't believe it. It is a common practice and is widely known, but you think American soldiers actually have time or knowledge on how to chase scammers. You think a member of the FBI, who are highly educated and intelligent, would write in terrible English, threaten you, so it could be traced back to them and beg for money. To you, all this makes perfect sense. Fine, Ann. I'm an idiot. We're all idiots. You're the only one that has it correct. The same person who kept sending dollar after dollar to the people she never met, even after I have shown you a report from 2010 on the gold bar schemes originating from Africa. They got it wrong, too. We're all morons. Thank goodness we have you to figure this all out, or so the victims who believed you would think. I am tired of your temper tantrums. I am tired of your name calling. I am tired of explaining the same thing over and over to you.
How tempting was it to put stupid in, at the end of every paragraph?
Yeah. Very. Stupid.
But I knew you would add it here.
Yeah.
And I know she deserves a couple of reallys, but
she's a victim,
though. You've restrained.
I mean, like, I wouldn't normally talk to a victim like this.
Right, but she's insufferable.
Somebody, if somebody jumped into this and go, wow, he's a real prick to victims, I'm usually
no,
not.
No, no.
But I've spent months showing her shit.
But you just, enough is enough, and you're trying to, you know, and she's calling you that you don't know what you're doing. Here's the cold, hard facts, lady, and you listed them. I mean, it's tough love.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
I would say it's essentially tough. I feel bad for her.
That's a
good point. All feel bad for her. It's tough love, and you're arguing with me, and you're fighting with me, and you're questioning me every damn bit of the way.
I know.
Here's the hard and cold facts, Ann. What do you? I mean, what more do you want?
Yeah.
I continue. I'm tired of your temper tantrums. I'm tired of your name calling. I'm tired of explaining the same thing over and over to you. I have tried to be patient, but I am out of patience. If you have something besides false words from liars and thieves, that would indicate they are Americans. I will reconsider. Until then, good day.
Good day,
sir.
So she goes, Mr. Davin.
Number two.
As the victims who see through the truth, Americans want to deal with things with profits, and this is why. Americans love to deal with the cases with profits, and this is the truth. You speak out the comments, but you never offer the real evidence. Fucking lies!
What? But you have. I don't understand. I'm sorry. I don't understand.
You have.
I'm flabbergasted. This woman flabbergasted the shit out of me every week.
And you're not even married to this one.
No. God, that's funny. God,
Lisa said she's infuriating, and she's talking about Joanne.
Oh, very nice, Lisa.
Very good.
Very good, Lisa.
But I'm flabbergasted. I just, I, 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 every week it's different. I feel bad for her. I'm totally losing compassion for her.
Yeah.
I can't sit here and go, well, she's having a, because my whole defense of her, she's having a hard time of coming to terms, blah, blah, blah. That gets to a point where you need to come to terms, where all the cold in front of you, like that young lady that you interviewed.
Tracy.
Like with Tracy. Tracy finally came to the card hold reality and had to deal with it. She's got to deal with it. He has told her time and time again, laid out factually, time and time again, and the next sentence, you don't understand, they're all liars. Damn it, how many times does she have to be showed and told and showed the facts?
Unless she's the best scammer ever and just wasting my time.
Either that, that
it's
could be.
A possibility.
Be, but also, she's...
All right, so I'll continue. She continues. People say something and never take responsibility. I am waiting for evidence that the victim who called in the show and started this said. Remember, that victim said that the soldier asked her for money.
Yeah.
And Ann Jackson's been waiting for that evidence, and I have not been able to procure it as of yet.
Right.
She is a fucking liar. She used me a couple of times.
Who's this?
Ann is talking about that victim who called us.
Okay.
Patty, too. I don't know who Patty is.
She mentioned that person before.
Did she?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't remember. It was also completely without context.
Okay. Yeah, that could be it. She is idiot, according to my observations. Really, Galileo?
Pod kettle. Yeah, yeah.
Those people do not know the truth. I do hope she can go for a real doctor. She even does not know how to do the research. How about you? You never take actions, but fool me.
What?
Now I'm getting called shit.
What?
Because I never take actions.
You have.
Oh, God.
No, you have, and you provided all the facts.
We thought so.
She gets a no-no on it.
No.
No, not to be confused with a really.
Yeah, no, this gets a no-no. A really is when you're in disbelief. A no-no is when you're pissed and you have to put a stop to it.
You've heard it a lot on this show.
Yes.
So now we have the parameter of a really and a no-no.
Yes.
A really is like you don't believe, but a no-no is when you have to stop them in the tracks. Those are ground rules, folks. Remember them.
Sadly, with the internet nitwits I deal with, both come into play.
Yes.
She continues, because of American mafia ways, this is why many countries hate America, because you want to get the profits and dominate the world, but claim to keep peace mission. I never see the real justice around the world. Let USA create more enemies to cause those hunters also destroy IC3 and Interpol. I am happy to see that.
You know, and that was one of the things that you said to her. It's like, look, you don't understand that these people are not Americans, and stop insulting Americans. I'm sick of hearing it.
Yep.
And here she goes.
You provided the proof, and you told her that they're African scammers and provided the proof on that as well.
And she just refuses to
believe
it.
She's not fighting, and I'm losing compassion that she can't come to terms with it. You know what? When you're told for the eighth time, the eighth time, you know what? You really got to come to terms with stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good place to end.
Oh, a little tidbit.
It's late. We did a lot of other stuff tonight.
Yeah, look at that, too. Lisa, Joe, and Joe's girl all picked two. Right,
Joe's girl's getting good at this. Somebody's going to get a reward for being on point, Joe's girl.
I think so.
The reward is Joe will find out what a clit is. Listen to the show where Joe marks his territory.
Or on the CD. Yeah,
Well, that should be very disconcerting to her if she's listening to that track.
That's on the best of? Oh, crap.
She should sleep with one eye open.
I'm more concerned about when we did that church gig and there's this sweet old lady sitting there and with a CD right next to her that she's got. And I'm like, my God, the first thing
she's going to hear. What a dirty dog I really am.
The nice comedian with the comedian that went up first was such a nice boy, too.
Such a nice boy.
He had nice things to say. He's coming through a rough time.
He was the second comedian.
Oh, that's right.
So they would say that about the first.
Yes. Yes. The second comedian was also a nice boy.
Joe, you make it so easy. It's like you actually have a chance not to host. No, and you throw yourself under the bus.
Yeah, I'm so used to doing two mans lately.
Let's go. You know what? We're going to do the Ann Jackson drinking game next week. So get your in honor of St. Patrick's Day. So get your beer, get your Guinness, and your Irish whiskey together. Because what should we do with that?
That's not racist.
Not at all. Should we do Mr. Davins and fucking idiots or fucking scam? Fucking idiots.
I think fucking idiot.
Fucking idiot. Fucking
or
idiot.
Fucking idiot or fucking mafias.
All right.
Mr.
Davins should be a sip of beer.
Okay.
Fucking mafias.
Fucking mafia should be a shot.
Shot. All right, write this down, please.
Okay.
And fucking idiots will be chug your beer.
Okay, sip beer. Fucking mafia. Is a shot. Fucking idiot.
Pound your beer.
Idiot. Pound beer. Okay.
So we'll do that next week. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right, so let's, it's working. I'm like looking at the fucking monitor. I'm like, why isn't this working? But it is. My technology scares me. Let's thank some people. Family martial arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect you together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, family martial arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Or check them out at familymartialartsgoshen.com. Familymartialartsgoshen.com.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique deli specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for you when you want to eat out or order in or have them have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and, of course, 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. And, of course, don't forget, if you are a veteran of our great military or a fan of this show, you get 10% off Sidesplitting Productions. You need a comedian, murder mystery, a character for kids, face paint, or balloon animals. Just we won't put balloons around Joe's friend Dennis for whatever.
Very good.
Thank you. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com. We'll hook you up or call us up at 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Joseph, where will you be gracing the stage?
Thursday, I will be at Governor's Comedy Club over in Levittown, 8 o'clock show. Go to govs.com for tickets. Also, Saturday, I will be at Chester's Comedy Club up in Brookside, in Chester.
You were just there.
I know. I'll be there Saturday.
Somebody canceled?
No. They rebooked me.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
That rarely happens.
8 o'clock show. Call 845-345-1039 for tickets. And then Sunday, I'll be back at Governor's in Levittown.
All right. This Thursday, March 12th, I will be on the 11 p.m. show at the Broadway Comedy Club in New York, New York. For tickets, call 212-757-2323, 212-757-2323. And Saturday, March 14th, I'll be in Canton, Pennsylvania at the Moose Lodge. For tickets, call 570-673-8484, 570-673-8484. Of course, as we mentioned before, next week is the special St. Patrick's Day show, and we're going to do in that one the history of the leprechaun. We're going to have two Irish-themed great debates of absurdity, and we're going to have the Ann Jackson drinking game. And, of course, don't forget the Alternative Universe contest. So we got a fun show for you next week. Guys, this has been fun.
That was a great. Yes. That was a fun show.
Yeah.
Very fun show.
Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
If you like, please keep on listening.
Good night. Thanks for listening.
See you next week.